You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
We're back. Well, we never left for people listening, but for us, it's been a while.
What's up, Ronnie?
I haven't seen you in, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, and I'm going to see you. When are you coming up this week, next weekend?
Yeah, I'll see you in like a week from today. A little less.
We're doing this in Zoom, peeps, because Bronson just got back from Japan and is right now in LA for a couple of days.
Yep. I got back to America last night. And yeah, it was a great trip.
tell me about the trip.
Yeah, we haven't spoken since I got back. We didn't really speak much when I was there either, because the time is hard.
I want to give a quick shout out to Beth, who's been a loyal listener. It's her birthday on Wednesday. Happy birthday, Beth. Yeah, many, many more. I've known you a long time. So shout out to my good friend, Ben.
Yep.
Mikey Rock's sister.
She's a loyal listener.
OG. So we appreciate you. All right, Brian, tell me about your trip and tell the listeners too.
Yeah, it was great. So I was in Japan for like 15 days. We went all over. It was my first time to Japan. It was great. Great country. Like,
it's great about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go into it. But it's just so cool, like everything about it. And it's a shame because like coming back now to America, like landing yesterday and just being here today and like going through the airport and just like walking around, it's like Japan's got so many things. And obviously it's not perfect, but there are pros and cons to every country. And like, I'd never want to live anywhere but America, because at the end of the day, like this country is the best, but that country has so many things figured out that I've never experienced before. Like, it's crazy. Things that you don't even realize. Like, there's no garbage anywhere. The streets are spotless. Everywhere. Like, literally the whole country. Streets are spotless. Every bathroom. The bathrooms are like, they got bathrooms figured out better than, I mean, definitely better than America.
So it's all about the people and the culture and how these people act and respect, right?
It's all the culture is really just really, really interesting. It honestly is so, like, everyone there is so, so respectful and accommodating. And it honestly was too respectful, where like certain points you were like, this is annoying me because of how accommodating you're being or how respectful you're being, like little things. Like when you go to pay, like I would pay with a credit card, right? And in the time that it would take for the credit card to process in the machine, right? So like I would put my credit card in the machine to pay for something, and the salesperson would take it out. And then first of all, they always hand you with two things and like bow, right? Like they take your credit card and bow to you. Like, thank you so much for giving me your credit card. But they literally would say, I'm so sorry for the wait. Like, please, like, I want to apologize for the wait. I'm so, so sorry for the credit card machine to be like processing. Just so many little things. Like, everywhere you go, people bow to you. Like, I love the bowing. I honestly, even just being in America half a day, I miss bowing. You feel like a king when you walk out of a store, everyone bows to you. And like, it's they say thank you so, so much that it like gets annoying, because they say thank you. And if you say thank you back, like if they're in service, right? If they're like working at a store or a hotel and they're like, thank you. And then you go, thank you back to them. They have to say it again. Cause it's like, they can't let you like, they have
I would fuck with them. But no, thank you. No, thank you.
No, we literally, we would leave like, so we would say arigato is just like the casual thank you, but like the formal.
Isn't that the song from Styx?
Yeah. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Yeah. But so like arigato is like the casual thank you, but because if they were in service, they can't say anything casually to you. So they would say like arigato gozaimasu is like thank you very much. And so they would always say it and bow like arigato gozaimasu. And they would elongate it because that's like more respectful. So then you would leave and you'd be like arigato. They would do it, and then you'd be like, oh, arigato, arigato, and they would do it again. And it was like all of them. If there were seven people behind like a counter or something, they would all have to say it. And so you're like, guys, I get it. You know, like shit like that.
What was your favorite place in Japan?
Tokyo, for sure. It's the biggest city in the world. Like literally the number one biggest city in the world. And it feels like it. Like,
did you see any Fast and Furious there?
Well, so they were advertising for the new Fast and Furious while we were there, and their translation for it is the title is called Fire Boost, which we thought was funny. The translations for things are horrible, but like in a funny way. Like they just everything in English is misspelled, or it's a weird translation where you're like, what the fuck does this sign mean? I have no idea what they're trying to say.
And traveling with Tom and Emmy, no issues, right?
No, it was great. I traveled with my friends from college who I've been on trips with before. And we had a great time. But Tokyo, so it's the biggest city in the world. And it feels like it, like when you fly in, you look at the window and it's an endless city. Like any direction you look is just buildings. And then when you're in
It
it,
must
so
have been cool at nighttime.
oh my God, it's extremely cool. And so like each neighborhood, you know how like Miami has like different neighborhoods that kind of have a different feel, but they're like small. Like Brooklyn is like you can
Yeah,
walk
sure.
10 minutes from
Design
end to
district,
end.
art district, Wynwood, yeah.
Right. So those are like little districts. Tokyo is so big that each area is honestly its own city. So it's like, and they're named it like there's Shibuya City and Shinjuku City. And
Did you find it too crowded in Tokyo?
so there's so many people, right? There's so many people. But it all it's so like organized. It's hard to explain without being there because you hear it and you're just like, oh yeah, no, I know the Japanese are like organized and the trains are all on time. But then when you're there, you're like, it's like a factory. And you can walk. So there's a place, Shibuya is like their Times Square. It's like got all the billboards and lights and all this shit. And there's a street crossing where it's like four streets intersect. And it's called the Shibuya Scramble. It's the busiest crosswalk in the world because it's like, Times Square, but in the biggest city in the world. So it's like millions of people, it feels like millions, that are crossing at every light. So you wait, first of all, no one jaywalks in the entire city. Even if you're on a little side street and there's no cars for miles, no one jaywalks. They just wait respectfully for the light to change.
What would happen if you jaywalked?
Nothing, but like people just don't do it. And so when you're
They're
there,
like,
you.
oh.
I mean, they might honestly. They would think internally, like, oh, I mean, also, like, everyone's Asian, So it's like, you go to London or you go to Paris or Rome, and it's like, it feels like a melting pot or New York. It's like, people from all over. But when you're there, it's like, there's so few white people or just Westerners in general that you instantly are a foreigner, like, you can't blend in.
Why is this so few, you think?
Because it's that Japanese culture. It's very, very insular. So it's like, and it's really particular. So it's hard to integrate. Like, if I move to Tel Aviv or Rome or, Rio de Janeiro, like I could within a couple of years, like fit in. I could learn the language. I could kind of learn the culture. It'd be easy enough. If I'm wearing sunglasses and I'm walking around, people might think, oh, he's Italian or he's Brazilian. It's like I could kind of fit in. But Japan, it's like if you're not Japanese, you stick out instantly. The culture is so specific that you just like have to grow up in it to pick up on the intricacies. Like even I went with a friend who is Japanese, and she didn't even because she grew up in America. But her parents are Japanese. She speaks Japanese, but like she even was like no one considered her Japanese. People like she was like, I feel just as foreign as you here. It's just part of their culture. And so I think it's like less than 1% of the population that lives in the country are foreigners, are non-Japanese, non-Japanese born.
All right, let
Where
me ask you.
America,
So,
it's like so much.
Tokyo was your favorite place, but what was your favorite event or favorite thing you did?
I don't know. There's so much. Like literally, because there's so much to see. Oh wait, so let me get back. So the Shibuya Scramble, like the crossing, there's so many people, and this is everywhere in Tokyo. There's so many people, but not once did you ever bump into someone. Not like you could be on your phone, you could be looking up, not paying attention, and it's like the sea parts for you because everyone there is so like spatially aware, I guess. And you like get on the subway and everything is like there's so many people, but everyone is so orderly and organized that it's like
It reminds me of those school of fish that know what to do when they're.
it feels like that. And you kind of just get sucked into it. Like the first 3 days we were there, we were like, oh my God, where do we go? What do we do? It's all so different and foreign and crazy. And then by the end, we went back in Tokyo on the end of the trip. We were just like, we knew the trains, we knew all the shit. But so Tokyo is the biggest city in the world, but you walk on the streets, there's no homeless. I saw one homeless man the entire time I was in this country. And even the homeless person had all their shit organized just on the street, right? Like it was all on the sidewalk out of the way. So it wasn't anyone walking. It was perfectly organized, tied down on this little cart, all their possession. And he was just sitting there, cross-legged, just sitting there, like with his eyes closed and a little bowl in front of him, just like asking for change. Just being, you know, like almost looked like he was meditating. That was the only homeless person I saw in the entire time. The weird thing is like, everyone is so, so proper and so respectful and honorable that when you walk on the street, it's dead silent. There's no cars honking, because also it's like everyone drives so orderly that there's no, so I drove in Tokyo. Like we drove from the countryside back into Tokyo and I was nervous because you're on the other side of the car, right? So I was on it was a right-hand drive and you drive on the left side of the road. So I'd done that before in Australia and New Zealand. So like I knew what I was doing, but I was like, oh my God, I'm doing this in Tokyo, the busiest city in the world. It's going to be so crazy and hectic.
Yeah, sure.
It's the exact opposite. It felt like driving in Boca is way crazier than driving through Shibuya, the busiest section of the busiest city in the world.
Booyah, booyah.
But wow. It's just so organized and no one talks on the street. Like we were all talking and we were the only noise that's made.
Everybody has headphones in?
No, no one has headphones either. Everyone's just walking. You just mind your own bit. Like during the day, it's interesting. There's two cities. Like during the day, it's all professional, business, organized, respect. No one's talking. The trains are dead silent. Like no one talks on the trains. You don't touch anyone, right? Like if you're walking the street, no one ever bumps you. It's like nothing. Everyone bows. Like if you walk through a door, and it's like so respectful that if like you're standing at an elevator, first of all, everyone lines up for everything. So there's like lines to get on the train and it's all organized. But then at night, it's the opposite because like everyone works so hard. It's like work hard, play hard. Everyone works so hard during the day. Everyone is like a cog in the machine that at night, it's like you walk in the streets and everyone is like drunk and party and laughing and lights and sounds. And it's really cool.
Interesting. So what did you, I know you did sumo wrestling. I know you went to that cool island that place like that where the volcano is and everything. What was your favorite thing that was most memorable?
So I mean, we just did a lot of like exploring the cities, eating a lot of food. The food is great and it's so cheap. Like, so I'm back in LA. So coffee in like you go to like a fancy cafe, trendy, you know, high end coffee shop in Japan, and it's like $3. And that's like expensive for Japan. A typical coffee is like less than $1. Food, if you just like go to a normal restaurant, not like a really high-end fancy restaurant, $6, $8 for like a lot of food. So I would like order multiple things. You know, I would get like dumplings and noodles, or you would go to like sushi. They have their main thing of sushi is like conveyor belt sushi. So it's like revolving and you sit at a little table, you have an iPad and you just pick what you want. And then a little plate comes directly to your table with the sushi on it. You never need to talk to anyone. And I ate so much sushi. I would get like 15 plates of sushi, each with like two pieces, or I would get a roll and it was like $14 to fill
weight this trip.
I would have, if I didn't walk literally 10 to 15 miles a day.
Wow.
Because there's so much to see that you're walking a lot.
How many things you bought?
I bought a lot of cool stuff.
Did you get Mama Chanel?
No.
Not why?
The prices were like not much less.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are some things you bought?
So when we were in Kyoto, which is like the old, so Tokyo is like new and like modern and professional and corporate. And then Kyoto is like old and historical and sacred. It has like the most amount of shrines and temples in the world per like capita or whatever. So it's like, right. And all the buildings are very old and made out of wood and paper, you know? So it's like different kind of vibes. So in Kyoto there, I found this store that has been run by the same family for like 500 years. And they used to, in the time of samurai, they were a family that was making They were like blacksmiths, and so they were like a family of sword makers.
A samurai sword?
No. So they, I mean, how can I get a samurai sword home, Dad? And what would I do with the samurai sword? But this,
I would
this,
take it. I would love
this,
one.
This family of blacksmiths used to make the swords for the samurai in Kyoto when it was the capital. So they were like making all those samurai swords back in the day. And then it became illegal to make samurai swords in like the 1800s. Like the Japanese government like banned samurai. So they transitioned from samurai to using their skills to make knives. So now they make like the top Japanese knives, but still with the they used to make samurai swords, but now in their forge, they make knives. So I went and bought myself a knife I bought Bryce a knife. And so you go to the store and it's like, it's like Harry Potter. You know the scene in Harry Potter where he chooses his wand and he walks in and there's like this old shopkeeper who like is like, let the wand pick you. And like, you know, it's million, like thousands of wands along the wall. It was like that, but with knives. You walk in and it's any kind of knife you could ever want. And so this like old man walks up to you and he's like, in broken English, he's like, what knife are you looking for? And you tell him like what you want to do with it. And then he like shows you to the wall of them and you just kind of look and he like takes some out and he's like, here, hold it. How does it feel? And I was like, I don't know. And then finally I found one where I was like, oh, for some reason, I was just like, I like this one. I just like the hilt of it. I like how it looked. And then he goes, what's your name? And I was like, Bronson. And he wrote it out in Japanese, like how it sounded. And then he forged it into the knife. So on one side, it says his name, which is like the blacksmith name and in Japanese. And then the other side, it says Bronson in Japanese.
And you did one for Bryce too.
Yeah, so I wanted just a classic chef's knife that I could use for everything. And Bryce wanted a cleaver. So his is like a big cleaver that he could chop shit with.
And I love to see, how'd you get on the plane?
I checked my bag on the way home because I had two big knives and I had a lot of alcohol that I brought home. Not a lot, like four bottles.
Why? Just because it's different.
So another thing we went to this small town in the country. So we rented a car so we did the main cities. We did Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka. And then we rented a car from Osaka.
You see Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah, actually. that's like the one Japanese reference, you know, and it's not even Japanese. It's like an American movie.
Same thing.
And I think in the second, when they went down to Okinawa, which we didn't go down that far, but I think when we go as a family, we should do Okinawa because I think it'll be fun to just like be in a beach resort, like a beautiful island beach. It's like Hawaii. Okinawa is like Hawaii. Volcanoes and beaches.
Are you going to seriously set it up and get a date so we can all go?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you stay in hotels in Tokyo or you stayed in Airbnb?
So we did Airbnbs in Tokyo and Kyoto. So we had like our own little houses, which was really cool. Like, so you just felt like a local. You were living in like a neighborhood and you just had a house because there were five of us. And then it went down to three of us and we stayed in hotels and then a little inn. So we rented a car from Osaka and went to the countryside. And like stopped in all these little villages that are like artisan villages. So it's like, I mean, I don't know what an example in America would be like small towns, but like nice small towns, you know, like Charleston's or like places like that, you know, where it's like
right. Cute
and old and has charm, that kind of thing. And so one of them is known for like sake. A lot of sake from the country is brewed there. So we went to like a sake brewery and tried all these different ones. So I bought like two bottles of different sake that like you can only buy there. And then they also are known in that town for like brewing soy sauce and miso. So we went to like an old soy factory and I bought like a bottle of soy sauce and a bag of red miso paste to like make miso soup and marinades and all that stuff.
Miso horny. Ooh, miso horny.
If I had the soundboard, I would click a button.
Did you get Burke anything?
Yeah, I actually got Burke. I got gifts for everyone. I got a lot. Like, I got gifts for literally every. I got Burke this shirt. I'm also wearing. I bought myself one. So this is it's called Ginza Lion. It's like a Japanese beer, and it's sold by Uniqlo, which is like a Japanese brand. But we have them in America now. But this one you can only get at the Ginza location of Uniqlo. So I just thought Burke would like it. So see, it has Japanese letters writing on it. It says since 1934, Uniqlo Ginza.
Tomorrow's Burke's last day.
Yeah, he comes home tomorrow, or he comes home after.
Comes home Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. So go on.
He's had a great trip. I bought you and mom.
Best trip.
You and mom are so, you guys are like impossible to, like, I don't, I have no idea. Like, we also in Kyoto went to a chopstick store, which was also like the wand shop. It was like all little boxes of chopsticks, and you just like pick the wood that you want. You know, it's like ebony wood, mahogany wood, cedar wood, and you like pick that
Unbelievable.
and then the color, and then they engrave your name on it. So I got myself a pair, and Bryce, I told Bryce before I was going, and he was like, oh, I want a pair. So I got each of us a pair of chopsticks, but I was like, what do I get mom and dad? They're never going to use chopsticks at home. So like, I don't get them that. So I just got you guys like a nice, in the sake town, there was like a store that sold like ceramic sake jars that you like, you know, serve it out of. So there's just one that like,
Always wanted one of those.
well, I just thought like for the house, because it's like, what do I buy you guys? Just like things for the house, I guess, right? Like what else?
I'm saying, so what is one thing missing in my life? And it was the
A sake
sake.
pourer. But so I got you like, it's nice. It's hand painted with like that, you know, Japanese wave, like that famous painting. So it's painted with like that, and has a dragon on it, a blue dragon, and then sake cups,
The
and a bottle
fact
of
that you thought of
sake.
us, and it's very nice. I appreciate it.
I got you guys that. And then I also got you, specifically just you, a Hello Kitty Japan keychain, because I know
Nice.
you love Hello Kitty because you
Love
had a
it.
Hello Kitty
Direct.
birthday.
That's OG as you get.
Yeah, for those listeners who don't know, Dad literally had a Hello Kitty themed birthday for his 40th.
Beautiful birthday party with caterers and everything.
And you have Hello Kitty dolls on your desk in your office today.
That's great. But
Why
do
do
you
you
know
like Hello
why?
Kitty?
So I used to always tease you boys. Because I had boys, not girls, that I'm gonna go ahead and have do Hello Kitty theme parties and used to tease you as Hello Kitty. And it just sort of stuck. I don't know. I like Hello Kitty.
Yeah, I mean, right? Like, I guess it started
But
as
I
like you
also like, I know this
ironically.
is weird. I like those, like the Japanese cartoons. Like, I'm not, I
So there's
like.
a word for that. There's two words actually. The word for like what though, like why those things are the way they are is called kawaii. That's what they call it in Japan, which just means like cute. And so like kawaii culture is what they love, you know, like the cartoons with the big eyes and like a lot of different colors, and people in Japan like kawaii girls would like dress up, you know, and like they would dye their hair pink and wear the little skirts and all that stuff. So it's like a thing. And so Hello Kitty is like the definition of kawaii, because it's got the little eyes, it's all cute and
I
put
like it.
together.
I know I like it just like I like that Mexican skull art shit.
Yeah. So, but then the other
Ugh.
word for people, for white people who like that stuff, are called weebs. So you're like a weeb if you, honestly, we were joking, like my friends and I, after coming from back from Japan, we're like, we're definitely weebs now too, because it's also cool. You know, we were like, we want to buy samurai swords and kimonos and, you know, all that shit. And that's weeby to do. But you being like, I love kawaii shit is weeby. But it's okay. I mean, Japan's great. I'm a weeb at coming
Listen,
back from it.
I am who I am. I like that, and I love that. I don't know why I love that, like
I'm gonna look up what the definition of weeb. It says
that art.
a weeb is A weeb is a derisive term, so I guess like it's a negative term for a non-Japanese person who's obsessed with Japanese culture and that wishes that they were Japanese. So I
No,
mean,
I'm not a weeb. I'm not a weeb.
But yeah, I got you a keychain. I went to the Sanrio store. So Sanrio is the company that makes Hello Kitty, and so I walked to the store because I also wanted to get Zariah a gift. So I got her like a little Hello Kitty doll that's wearing a kimono. Just thought it like cute and
So cute.
Japanese. So I was like, had to go to the Sanrio store in Tokyo, and it was the Sanrio World store. So it was like the big one, and it was full of like little girls, and then just me like picking at all these gifts. But everyone in Japan, men, women, children, grandparents, everyone is so just like cute, because they're all little and everyone like gets embarrassed. And so like if you say something, you know, like if you're trying to like talk to someone and you like try to talk in Japanese and you pronounce it wrong, or like you're trying to talk in English and you can't say it, they'll just like get embarrassed. And so they'll laugh and they'll be like, ah! And they'll like cover their face because they get embarrassed. And they're all just so cute. It's so funny. Like you're there and you're like, oh, I want to put everyone in my pocket. They're all so cute. And you're also tall. Like I was a tall person being there, and I'm not a tall person.
They're short, right?
I had to duck under. If you weren't in a modern area, like if we weren't in a modern shopping building in Tokyo, but like if I was in a temple in Kyoto, or like our Airbnbs were like old buildings. I literally had to duck to get in and out of each room.
You know, the average height of a man in this world is 5.4.
No, there's no way.
Look it up.
There's no way. Yeah. Average male height in the world?
Yeah.
5'9" is the average height. The average height for men in... Wait, what is it? Yeah, the average height is 5.9.
1 minute.
The average American height is 5'10".
In Korea, it is...
Well, Korea, they're small. But in Norway, the average height is probably 6 foot. You're a slow looker-upper.
Well, I was looking at different ones. 5'9".
Yeah, 5'9". That's what I am. I'm 5'9". So I'm average height.
You're better than average.
Well, I mean, I'm average height. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
So you had a good trend. Wait, are it you was, going to be glad to be back, though?
So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely glad to be back because it's like, I mean, 2.5 weeks of being anywhere, you know, living out of a suitcase, being in a different place every couple of days is just like tiring. Definitely.
Are you going to work on Tuesday?
On Tuesday? No, I'm in LA until Thursday.
Oh, you're going next week to work?
Yeah. Definitely glad to be back. But like being there and seeing what like a city can be, you know, like seeing a city where you can get anywhere easily by a train that costs you less than a dollar and it's clean, you know, like and organized and on time. Where like Miami, we don't have trains. Like anywhere you want to go, you have to drive or you have to Uber for, you know, and then it's dirty and there's like even Miami, which I love and I think is one of the best cities in America.
Culture, it's all about culture and respect, Ryan. That's the thing.
Yeah. You know, but I'm like saying? Seeing it's what it can be, and then you come back. So like we landed in LAX and had to go through customs, and we were just like, if this was our first. It's funny though, like coming back from Japan because everything's so clean and the public bathrooms, every bathroom in the entire country is a smart toilet where like you walk in and the lid instantly lifts up, notices that you're there, starts cleaning the inside so that it's clean for you. And then it's all these buttons, even public toilets, every single toilet you encounter is spotless. You literally feel like you could eat off the floor. And the toilet, it has a bidet, so it cleans your ass for you. It'll dry your ass. And then there's even buttons because of like they get embarrassed and they're shy and all that stuff. There's a button in all the bathrooms that will play music or like nature sounds. It's called the privacy button. Like if you feel like you want to fart or something and you don't want other people in the bathroom to hear, you turn on the music and it'll start playing music out of your toilet to mask the sound of your fart.
Unbelievable. Does it have scent in it? Does it have any scent?
No, but the bathrooms, like, they clean them after, like, every time. Like, I never went into a bathroom that wasn't clean. So I guess they just have people, like, ready to clean it, like, waiting for you to use it to clean.
What a different level of respect and organization and everything.
I mean, it's crazy that even so construction, so many little things that you just notice that you're like, holy shit, I can't believe they do this. Construction sites, like, there's the, like, wall, you know, like, the work wall and then the construction on the other side. They have a screen with a volume level adjusting because at first we were like, what's this number changing? And it said decibels, like dB. And so then we realized like we would yell and then we would be quiet and it would raise and lower the volume. And to show you as a pedestrian and I guess the workers, like the volume, because they didn't want it to be too loud because they were like, that's rude. If our construction is too loud, we're disrupting the people around us and we can't have that. And then there's also at the front of every construction site, there's just a worker that's standing there just to make sure that you can pass correctly and just bow to you and like apologize to you for the construction as you walk through. Literally, they would hire every single time there was construction. There was at least one person just standing outside just to be like, this way, please make your way through. Yeah.
And they have more people in America than America?
No, way less.
Okay.
I want to go, Ronnie. Let's see. Population of Japan is 125 million. So we're more than double. We have 340 million people in our country.
Ron, I want to go. I want to plan it.
You would love it. But so I was saying, like, coming back and landing in LA, I mean, landing in any, I've been to, you know, through immigration in Miami, JFK, Boston, Atlanta, LA. It's like, if I was coming from Japan and I was Japanese and I landed in America for the first time, I would be like, I wouldn't even want my shoes to touch the ground. It was so, it's so just gross. And our infrastructure, it's like the ceiling is falling down and the ceiling, you know, it's like, it's just dirty and the lights are fluorescent. It feels like you're in prison, you know, going through immigration in America. We're anywhere in Japan, the public buildings. So the public building, it's like a famous, the Tokyo like city hall, right? The metropolitan government office or whatever. There's a famous lookout on the like 80th floor or whatever. So you can see the whole thing, the whole city. First of all, so this is a government building. It's spotless. It's completely free to go up to the top, right? In America, they would charge a lookout, like they would charge you to get in, completely free. And then once you're up there, there's like a nice cafe table. There's free like guides that are like volunteer guides to stand up there that speak English, just to be like, that, if you were like, what's that building? They're like, oh, that's the blah, 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 government hire, just for your information. And then there's a piano in the middle of it. And there's people waiting in a line to play the piano. And so
all Asians play piano, you know that, and violin.
Yeah. And so they would literally come up there, wait in line, just citizens would come to play a song. They would be done with the song, they would bow, and then the next person would come in and play a song.
Do people clap?
Yeah. But it's just like that.
You know, that's not fair. They should have violinists too, because every Asian plays violin, seriously. Wow. What a great trip.
Yeah, I mean, there was like every day was just so jam-packed, like too much to even talk about, but it's great. And
how was the flight back?
The flight's fine. The time change on the way back was hard. Like yesterday and today were hard. Just the time change, because we took off. So we had all day Saturday in Japan, right? We took off at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Then, so we saw the sun set in the air, and then 3 hours later, we saw the sun rise again, and then we landed at noon on Saturday. So I had I had two full Saturdays, the 27th. Right. I left May 27th at 6 p.m., and then I landed May 27th at noon. So it was just like, it throws you off because you cross the international date line.
It's like you time travel.
Yeah, literally. We did. Like I lived the 27th of May at noon two times.
So this year, your calendar year is 366 days.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you do lose the day when you go because you're going back, right? So when you take off from LA, you take off Thursday morning and you land Friday night.
If you never came back, you'd have a 366 calendar year.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Why not?
But it's fine. The flight's 10 hours, but it's not an overnight flight, right? Like it's during the day. So you just like kind of sit. It was fine. I watched a couple movies. I took a 2-hour nap and I read a little bit and then we were landing. Like it wasn't too bad.
Did you get a haircut there?
I got a haircut in Osaka. I got a haircut at Barbershop John Wayne. That's what it was called. I thought it was funny. It was all cowboy themed, which I thought was really funny. The guy didn't speak a word of English. We kind of made it work. I just was like, I just said, no top. I was like, only the sides, just here. And then I was like, no, like doing that, no top. And he trimmed the sides and he would just go, he did a little bit. And then he was like showing me the numbers on his thing. He was like, this was a 3. Do you want now a 2? And I was like, yes. And he was like, okay, that's a 2. Do you want now a 1? I was like, no. But then even a haircut, like it was $20 it cost me. The guy took an hour just to shave the sides of my head because he, with a little straight razor, went on every line and made sure every line was perfect. He massaged my head. He used hot towels every 5 minutes to like warm the skin up. He massaged, like they just go, the service there is just above and beyond. It's crazy. No tips. If you they literally tell you to not tip them because it'll make the worker uncomfortable. because they like won't know what to do because you're not supposed to tip.
Even the taxis or anything.
You're not supposed to do a single tip. Like in Europe, you know, now like because Americans tip a lot, like it's just and Europeans don't. So now in Europe, even they're like, say you're not supposed to tip, but they're like they expect it from Americans or they don't like they, you know, they want it from you. There it's like if you tip them, you're dishonoring them because you're like you think that they need the money or you think that, you know, it deserved to be more like it costs more. I don't know, but they tell you don't tip anyone because it'll literally make them uncomfortable. They won't know what to do.
What was your favorite part? Honestly, what do you think was the most enjoyable?
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, who can help you manscape even when traveling. You know, so I brought all my shit. First of all, it's also small. So it like easily fits in even their bag. They have a bag that comes with a lot of their products. And the battery life on all the things, you know, are great. So I brought my Lawnmower 4.0 with me so I could trim down there.
And you were in Japan. You were away for 2.5 weeks in Japan.
Yep. And so I brought all of it for travel. And it's a game changer because like when you're out and about and it's hot and you're walking and all this shit, you can't, you know, you don't think about like having less hair down in your, even your like taint and your balls and your, all down there.
What about the back of your neck, your ears, your nose? Look how clean you look.
Yep, your chest. So I brought all my Manscaped shit with me. It was all compact. I charged it all before I left, and I didn't have to bring the chargers because the batteries last great. It's just convenient products for any of your grooming necessities. They have the Lawnmower 4.0, which you all know is the hair and trimmer.
Look how good my ears are and my nose.
So that's the weed whacker for that, which they have a new version of 2.0.
I mean, look how clean. I mean, look, I'm looking damn good, if you ask me.
Yeah. I mean, you would look great without it, but it makes it even better.
It's just that little Christmas, that crispness that people don't know what it is, but it separates you from fucking guy who has the hair coming out of the shirt or the ears, the nose. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Yep. It's important to look good always, even when you're traveling. So Manscaped helps with that. All their products, I brought their deodorant on the trip, everything. So go head over to manscaped.com, use the code DADDYISSUES20. And you'll get 20% off your order and free shipping on all their products. So go to the website, check it all out. They have new stuff coming all the time. If you have an old version of something, I bet you that they have a new and improved version, which you probably were like, how could this get any better? But they find ways to do it.
It's better. Trust me, it's better.
So once again, head over manscaped.com, use the code DADDYISSUES20. You'll get 20% off and free shipping. I mean, like the food, maybe just eating all the food was so good. And just like going to a restaurant and kind of not knowing, you know, what you're about to eat, because
anything you didn't eat that was put in front of you?
I ate everything. The rest of the group was not as adventurous as me, but Emmy, who's Japanese, and I, we ate everything. You know, sea urchin, oysters big.
What did you cut it?
The oyster was literally the size of my forearm.
So you can't do this?
No, it took me 4 bites. I had to slurp half, bite it, chew it, suck it down.
I wouldn't want to do that because an oyster is like a one and done thing, meaning
Are different oysters.
I get it. I love them, but I'm not chewing it. It's a whole thing and I'm done. You know, if I had to chew an oyster, that's like, I don't know. It's like chewing an umbilical cord.
Right. But these oysters are really, really soft, right? They're not like chewy. They were more like, it was like fish. You know how like when you bite like salmon sushi, like that texture, that's what it felt like and tasted like. And then the taste was like sweet and not salty and briny at all.
Did you put any
so they give you like for the oyster they did like soy sauce and then like a little vinegar and like a little wasabi or something.
All right, good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're back though.
Yeah, no, it's great to be back. I'm like, you know, at a certain point, it's like annoying to not be able to talk to people, you know, like not being able to go, like you literally, most people don't speak English, or if they do, it's very, very minimal. Like, hi, thank you. You know, it's that. So like you go into a store and you can't really, like, it's just, things are more difficult when you can't communicate with someone what you want. So a lot of the time you're just accepting what's happening, you know, like the food, you just kind of like accept what you're given.
Chef's choice, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of it is just like, oh, okay, I don't know what, and like, you can't be like, what is this? Because they just like can't tell you, you know?
Mom would not be able to order like, have a salad or salmon.
Yeah, right, you can't do that shit.
Crispy on the outside, imagine.
Because you just can't, even if like they would want to do it for you. You know, like they
it
would
just doesn't right. It doesn't.
They would, it's not like you know, like if you go to Italy and you try to make changes, they're gonna be like, they'll be like, "Fuck you, that's rude. The food is already good." There, they'll want to make it exactly how you want it because they're so accommodating. Yeah. But you just can't even communicate it to them, so you just got to be like, "Oh, okay." So that gets a little old, you know.
It's, I get it. I am pumped to go with the family. I really am, but I get it. It's like you do. Trips are great, but there's a time to come home. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's why like vacation is vacation, because you go when you, you know, and then hopefully if it's a good vacation, you're ready to come home by the time it's done and get back into your life. That's like the point of it.
Iceland was still a great trip.
Iceland was great. Yeah, yeah.
I love our family trips. It's just so much fun.
Yeah. So but that's what I'm saying. Like you, the family, Japan's like the perfect trip for the family, for our family specifically, because it's like, it's foreign enough that like there's so many new and cool things and experiences. It has cities with the best shopping I've ever seen in my entire life, bar none. Like,
that's not selling me.
But like even me, where I'm like, I don't want to walk around and see stores. There's so many cool things that you just are like, you want to explore all the stores because you're like, whoa, what the fuck is this? I've never seen that.
I love it.
You know, people, like our family loves going walking around a city, but we also love adventure shit. So you know, there's like, you could go skiing and you have Hawaii level beaches and resorts, and it's cleaner than America, and there's
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying like it's like the perfect place for our family because it has everything that we like.
And how were the Fiedlers? It was cool seeing them.
Oh yeah, I saw our family friends who we overlapped for a couple of days in Tokyo, so that was fun.
You've just known like, them for 25-30 years, right?
Yeah, so it was just fun like going out to bars with them in Tokyo. Like, what the hell? So random. Like, never in my life would I have thought, because that day also was when we drove back and in from the countryside into the city. So I was like sitting there and I was like, never in my life would I have thought that I'd be driving into Tokyo to hang out with friends like from Boca. It was so funny.
Very cool. And what are you doing in LA for the next couple of days?
Just hanging out, reacclimating. Like this morning, I literally couldn't open my eyes. Like I went to bed at 11. I woke up at 4 a.m. fully awake, because 4 a.m. is 8 p.m. for my body. So I woke up and I was like, you know, just confused. And then I stayed up and I watched the F1 race until 8 a.m. And then I got so tired again and I passed out. And then I woke up at 11:30 and I couldn't even open my eyes. I was like, I have to get out of bed. And I had to force myself up. And I still like was like in a
fog. How do you find yourself now?
Fine. Now, what time is it? It's 5:30 p.m. And it feels like 5:30 p.m. Like it feels fine.
What are you doing next couple of days?
Just seeing some friends, hanging out, relaxing. Like the thing is, we were go, go, go. So for 2.5 weeks, it was like we literally never even had 2 hours to, you know, sit and do nothing because there's so much to see. So like sitting on the couch and watching TV and shit for a day or two sounds really, really nice. I haven't done that in a long time.
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot. Definitely no question about it. But welcome home. Welcome home, buddy.
Thanks. And I'll be back to Florida soon.
We're gonna see you Friday soon.
Yeah, how was Florida? How was your life the last couple of days? Last couple of weeks, I mean.
Everything's good. We're on our friend's boat today, so I'm a little tired from being in the sun. Last weekend, Bubby's friend's grandson died, Winifred's.
Oh, okay.
Drug, it's a shame. You know, old in the 30s. So mom went with Bubby.
Yeah, that is sad.
Very sad. And mom and I, so I went to the beach. I was with Scott, so I had a day to relax. It was just chilled. It was so nice. And everything's good. You know, mom and I just doing our thing and hanging out, enjoying the weather and friends. And oh, and last week I went to the Panther game on Monday.
Oh, the Panthers. We got to talk about the fucking Panthers.
Yeah. So Panther game on Monday, Heat game on Tuesday, Panther game on Thursday. No, I'm sorry. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It was Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
So it was Panthers, Heat, Panthers, right?
Right. So I went to all three. I'm going to go to the Panther game
The Panther game. You mean the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah.
You're going to the Stanley Cup? You have tickets?
I'm going to go one with Dan and one I'm going to get for us, with the, for me and you guys, you and the
boys. Oh, we're going to a game?
I'm going
to
do my best, yes.
Oh, that'd be sick.
I'm going to, I'm like 99% certain I'm going to get for me and you and the brothers. And
I would love that. So for those who don't know, the Florida Panthers are a hockey team. They're the South Florida hockey team. They've never really been that good of a team. And then last year we got a new coach and some new players. And this year they just dominated. They went through playoffs. So we got into playoffs and we're again. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people know this, but we got playing against the Bruins in the first round. Which this year the Bruins, people were talking like. Bruins 2020.
We were like 8th seed, right? Did you say that?
We just made it into the playoffs. We were the lowest. And so they matched us with the highest because that's how like tournaments work, you know? And so
Boston is the best record.
Yeah, they had an unbelievable season.
Points. We had the lowest points.
Right. Yeah. And so we were like all the betting lines, we were the lowest. And the Bruins were literally, people were saying like Bruins 2023 season was one of the best in the last like 30 years of any hockey team. Like they were just dominating. And we just fucking beat them. And then we kept winning. And now we're in the Stanley. Like it's, we haven't been to the Stanley Cup for like 30 years.
Hurricanes, and which is a very good team, was the number 3rd seed, I believe.
Yeah.
And we beat them 4-0.
Yeah. Crazy.
So I went to a 3rd game, which was great. Then I went to a 4th game with Brycey and the energy level, Brian, let me explain something. I can't even do it any justice. So in the first minute, we score.
Yep.
Come fucking crazy. Everybody, like, it was like 9-11 all over. Everybody just got together.
9-11.
Everybody.
Like, there was camaraderie.
We were always, like, just going crazy. And it was, and as you know how I am as a dad, to be with my son, and it was fucking great. It was just a great time. So then it's 3-3 power play. 57 seconds left in the 3rd period. And I'm like, it's going to go into overtime. We get a power play. 4.4 seconds left. We score. Okay. Ronnie, if I tell you.
And that was to win the game, which means now we're going to the Stanley Cup. It was the last game.
So you remember, did I tell people, we talked about the Kentucky Derby winnings, right?
Yeah.
So it was the adrenaline when I won the Kentucky Derby. The feeling was unbelievable, like so unbelievable. This was just as good, if not better. The feeling,
right? We were part of something.
We were on cloud 9. The adrenaline were pumped. We're hugging. Everybody's hugging, going crazy. And then the ref goes, "It's under review."
Yep.
So we went from it was almost like they said, "It's a boy," you know, like. It was such a proud moment. So then we go like, oh my God. So it was like.
It was almost like they were like, it's a boy. And then they were like, wait, it might be trans. And then you're like, shit, what are we going to do?
No, it's like, it's a boy. It's stillborn, we think. And then.
Oh God, that's horrible. They say,
it's alive. No, listen. But yeah, they said confirmed the goal. So the same exact, we were able to share that experience.
So you had two full. Yep.
Victories. We had two victories and one in 1 minute.
That's
so
awesome.
It just was so surreal, so great, so glad I was part of it. Then last night we had about 20 people over, smoked cigars, having food, hanging out, watching the Heat game, and we really thought the Heat won. We really
that
thought they
Heat
won.
Game yesterday, or when was it? Two days ago. My days are all.
It was yesterday. It was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, we were winning until the last second.
Okay, first of all, some very, very bad calls.
Yes, it was everyone saying, like, it's almost as if the refs were, like, had bets on the Celtics.
Right. Okay, a couple things. So, first of all, out of fucking control. We thought we won. We, like, everyone there, let's say there's 20 people, 19 of us, like, going crazy, and Tom McMahon goes,
Tom's been on the show.
He goes, I think we lost. Because... Yep. They when they tipped it in, it was thrown with 0 seconds.
He like, literally threw it as the buzzer.
I'm like, no, we lost. I go, no. We're like, so then we went from so being elated on cloud 9 again. People were pumped. So this was then like around 11:15, the party, and it would have went till 2 in the morning. And then after everyone just left, it was like because we were so aggravated. So the Heat.
So, but now there's still another. There's another game. But the Heat had a 3-0 lead, and now it's 3-3.
So the 3-0 lead. They said it's never in history with no one's ever come back and won 4. I'm telling you that he's going to fuck it up.
They will. The Celtics are going to win this game 7.
But we could have won yesterday.
We still could win. Obviously, listen, it's a full game.
Here's my Nelly. When it comes to Nelly's son,
but the momentum is all gone.
No one watches anyway. Just turn on stuff up.
No, leave it. Hey, Bonnie Boo.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're back.
Mom is, we were on the boat. Mom's tired and she's looks a little bit ragged, but I think she looks
ragged. That's not the word
you're about.
I'm teasing. Oh, really, Nell? Do you want to tell you how much I love you and I adore you and I think I'm beautiful?
Mom, you know the boat looks a little ragged.
It looks a little good.
Bonnie Boo, I'm so happy you're back.
Thanks.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
Are you going up now?
Okay. How's everything, honey, Ben?
It's good.
So you call him tomorrow. We can't do it on the podcast.
You just called me in.
I'm only saying hello to your son. Where's the doggy?
Or you can just listen to this episode and it'll recap it all for you.
He doesn't listen anymore, Bronny.
Damn.
She's not a listener. She's not a listener anymore. It's terrible. What?
That's right.
She moved on Joe Rogan and all these other fucking douchebags.
Joe's not a douchebag.
I'm joking, but mom doesn't follow us anymore. I guess because you don't market on TikTok and shit, we don't go live. So.
Yeah, so because that's why my mother doesn't listen. It's because I don't market to her.
Terrible. So, Bronny, so we're at the Heat game, and we're walking into metal detector, and the guy to the left of the key goes, "You're on TikTok, aren't you?" And he goes, "You're the fallen something." And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "That's right. Dude, that's the fuck, but let me show you." And he starts showing his friend while we're online.
So
the thing is this. So, the Heat, you talked about this on the podcast. It's no longer a sport. It's entertainment. It's like watching a movie.
What do you mean?
Didn't you talk about this? Didn't we have a topic when we talk about how these sporting events, they're not really sports, they're more entertainment, like football. So,
but what I don't know, like they've always been entertainment. Sports is just entertainment.
But years and years and years ago was about wanting to win. The teams really wanted to win.
But what do you mean now? Like, what is?
Because I think this 100% was meant for a game that they won.
Oh, you think it's? Dad, it was way more rigged back in the day than it is now. Sports.
I don't know.
Well, first, I feel multiple ways about this. On the one hand, sports is just to entertain us. Like watching sports is literally just to entertain us. So I think they should make them as entertaining as possible. I think
hockey was really the teams want to win.
I mean, all of these teams really want to win. If it's rigged.
You know, there's a difference. You watch the fouls, the drama behind the basket, and the refs have a lot more control on calling fouls.
Well, that's
and
how they're rigged. Back in the day, literally, they would the mafia would just rig sports left and right. No problem. Like that was how they made money. Was that they would bet against the guy and they would say, you have to lose this thing, whatever sport it was.
I think this game was 100% fixed and then refs made some very, very bad calls and I think now the fucking...
It makes it more entertaining. Like, I'm okay with rigging sports. I know that's a hot take, but it's like literally the sport only exists to keep us entertained and so you should make it as entertaining as possible. Like I'm like in F1, people are complaining now because they evened out 2 years ago. They like introduced a cost cap. So like the beauty of F1, why it was such a cool sport is that like anyone could take their own direction, right? So like basketball, you know, it's just you're all playing the same sport, right? So you all have the same ball and you're all playing. It's just your legs and your body. So there's not too much like variation in how to play the game. F1, it was like. Anyone back in the day, at least, you would like there were little regulations, but like it was pretty much the only goal is to get to the end, right? Fastest. So, and you had to do it by car. So it was like you had people doing different types of cars and different
the best engineers.
Right. And so people were finding like little tricks to improve time here or like, you know, make the car lower, all these different things. So there was like variation in the sport. But then it started to become where it was like, you know, the bigger a company was or the bigger a team was or the best, like if a team kept winning, they made more money. And so then those teams would get better and better and better because the more money you can put into engineering, you know, the better you can make it. So they introduced a cost cap a couple years ago, being like teams can only, like all teams have to spend the same amount of money. You can like do it to different things, but like you can't exceed this level of money to even the playing field. But now what it's done is it's like the sport's kind of boring because all the cars are the same.
They pussified the sport again. Just they ruin every sport.
Yeah, because now it's like it almost like cut the balls off of the engineers because they can't make the best cars anymore. They can only
What's the cap?
I don't know, billion, like hundreds of millions still. It's insane.
Yeah, but like even in baseball, like I'm like, we grew up, like, really? That's a fucking foul? Like what the shit they call a foul today? Like, is this not an athletic sport of what should be fucking like real men athletic ability, like the top of the top, like animals, beasts, the fucking best players?
And yeah.
I'm like, that's a foul because they touched his shoulder when he fought, like, just like this, foul. And I mean, it's a
right.
joke.
I mean, especially in basketball. Like, they are the biggest pussies joke. In that shit. Like, even hockey is – that's why I like hockey because at least, like they just kind of let them for a couple minutes. They just let them fight.
It's great. I'm actually going back to getting season tickets to the Panthers.
Nice. Yeah, good. I mean, what I was like – so many people when, like, Bryce kept posting on his – Instagram like Panthers win and all these things, and people would be like, oh, now that the Panthers are good, you're a fan. And people would say that to me too, and I was like, oh, you have no idea.
We had them years ago.
We've had season tickets for like a decade since we were kids.
And then you got old and you didn't go, so who can I go with? I had no one to go with. Right. Now that you guys would go, I'm gonna just do two takes. I'm gonna do with Pratt and we're gonna split them half and half.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'll take you guys, one of you guys or you guys can go and
we'll right, alternate. Because now it's just like the three of us that live here.
Right.
And like we don't need.
And it's easy venue. So for me, like getting home in 25 minutes, it cannot be any easier. And I'll alternate with you and your brother. And then what we'll do is if I can't go, you and your brother will go.
Yeah. And it's halfway between me and you anyways.
Unless you want me to get three seats. You want me to get three seats? But that's sort of like.
Three seats is obviously better because I'm like, you can always fill three. Two means that someone is not going, right? Like two seats between the three of us mean one of us isn't going. Three seats between the three of us means that always all of us are going or like a friend comes or, you know, whatever. But okay. I mean, it also costs more money.
Yeah, they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
Those are very reasonable.
Yeah.
I don't look into getting three, see what the deal is.
Yeah, it's great. Florida sports, great. Speaking of Florida sports.
The Panthers, I'm pumped. I'm not going to lie. I'm pumped about that.
If we win the Stanley Cup, which, like, there's a chance.
Absolutely.
There was, like, a good chance because they've been playing so well.
And there is still a chance. I don't know, but there's still a chance. Look, we beat Boston both games away. There is a chance. The odds. We just lost three. The odds are in favor that we're going to win, right? When you think
about it. I mean, it seems like a win is just as likely as a loss. Like, it's, you know, like we can win easily.
No, but the chances are there's a higher, greater chance. You said, look, out of four games, we're going to win one.
Yeah, but they have the momentum now.
Yeah,
like we came back, like the Panthers came back from a 3-0 loss against the Bruins, and we won four games in a row to win that first series. In Boston too,
and we won four in a row. They're killing it, man.
Yeah, it's great. It's you know that the sports are so good when me and you are talking about
it. And then I went 3 days in a row. To people like you went 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. I was telling Tom in Italy because I kept talking about the Panthers because we were winning and stuff, and. He was like, that's so funny that your dad is like a hockey fan. I just never would have thought of that. And then I was like, well, it was funny when we were kids. I think the reason why we got season tickets and like, cause you were like, I want to go to a sporting events with my sons, but you were like,
I hate football. Hate it.
You were like, football's hot and outside and like just a bad crowd. You know, it's like lower element crowd. That's what you would say. And then it's funny, you probably just became a Panthers fan and chose hockey because it was indoors, so it was air conditioned. Not a lot of people were fans, so the stadium wasn't ever full. So, you know, there was like room and there weren't lines. And also the stadium was out in the middle of nowhere, so getting in and out was easy. There was never like traffic. And so you became a fan out of convenience. but now it's paying off. But that's, you know, classic you to be like if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do the one that's comfortable, air conditioned. Not a lot of people are doing it.
What's wrong with that?
No, yeah, it works. It's great.
And to, I always feel it's a good thing for nice memories to do with your kids. I think it's a nice thing to be able to do that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
The Dolphins is just a fucking hassle, schlep, dude. It's a fucking
shit. And the Dolphins, it takes an hour just to get out of the place.
And it ruins, Brian, you know, my weekends are my weekends. So I'd rather go, I don't want to spend a whole
Like
day
a Tuesday night hockey game is way better than a Sunday day.
Or any day of the week. And you're home like, so you leave at 6:30 and you're home by 11. Perfect.
Right.
But to go a Saturday or Sunday and ruin your whole fucking weekend, I'd rather just chill.
Totally. I completely agree. So speaking of sports and Japan, we went to a baseball game. And first of all, Japanese, they love baseball more than Americans do. Like, they are obsessed. I mean, Japan just beat the U.S. in the baseball championship in Miami, like, a couple months ago. Like, and the Japanese love baseball. So we went to a baseball game in Osaka, the Hanshin Tigers. And the fans.
You got like a baseball cap or something.
I did. I got a Hanshin Tigers baseball hat.
That's something you could have gotten rather than a fucking saw.
You want? You can take mine. I'll buy another
one. I'm taking it. 100% I'm taking it. But a soy?
Saucer? Sake. And a Japan Hello Kitty keychain.
Oh, keychain.
You are so hard to buy presents for. Like, why would I ever know what you would want?
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Because you have everything.
Not mad. Go on.
But so first of all, the stadium is like, the entire stadium is full. Always. Every single game. Hold on. Every single game, the stadium is full. And the fans are so into it. Every fan is decked out in gear. And I can show you videos, like, when I get home. Every single player on each team has their own specific chant that every time they're up to bat, the entire stadium knows the chant. And there's a choreographed dance to it. And so they all sing a song. It's like, they're singing in Japanese, but it's like, huh, they each have their own little tune. So each player has their own tune, and the stadium would go crazy. And they had dances. So like, you would look out in the fan section. And first of all, like, there were huge band, like a marching band in each fan section. I think the fans bring in their own instruments and play the songs and have huge flags. And everyone is so respectful. Like, we were sitting in a mixed, like, you know, there are some sections that are just like the fan sections. We were sitting in just like a mixed section. So they were playing Hiroshima, the Hiroshima Carp. And so we were like around just like Hiroshima fans, and they were all everyone's so respectful and kind. And it's just so funny too. Like, the food there, the concession stand food is like dumplings and shumai and fried noodles. And it's just it was like so weird. But the fans, like, I'll show you these videos, and just the fact that literally every single player has their own specific tune and song and dance that everyone in the stadium knew. So every time they come up to bat, you would just hear like a chorus of it.
I love it. A great trip. I mean, what a great trip, Bonnie. I'm glad you experienced it.
Cool. No, we'll go. It'll be fun.
All right. I think this is about an hour, right?
Yeah, it was. Well, there's a lot, like, I was out of the loop. You know, I wasn't reading the news and shit, but there's news to talk about, but we'll talk about it on the Patreon. There's like,
we got a lot of news to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Like, DeSantis is running for president officially. That's one to talk
interesting.
About.
Interesting. Yeah.
But I think he's like been fucking up the last couple of weeks with all his political shit.
A little too strong, right?
He's been making like bad calculated moves, like poorly calculated, but we'll talk about it. We'll go into detail on that and shit.
And how do people listen if they want to become to the Patreon?
So that's patreon.com/daddyissuespod if you want to join that.
You got to sign up for that. And they're much better. They're uncut, really, so to speak, to get a lot deeper.
These are all uncut, but we can go into more depth and stuff in those.
We could say things without being worried about being cut off, so to speak, right?
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much say anything we want, but like we go into more shit in those.
More detail. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We are now back. Bronny is back. Good to have back. So
I'm excited to get back into the studio and have like a real, I mean, this is a real podcast, but you know what I mean? Face to face.
I'm ready to have you back as well, Bronny, and for many reasons. All right. Love you, Bronny. Everybody take
love
care.
You too.
Have a great, most importantly, happy Memorial Day to everybody.
This comes out on Memorial Day.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you to everybody for those who have fought for our freedom. We hope you have a great day of rest. And we, Bronson and I, and here at Daddy Issues, appreciate all of you for what you've done to allow us to have our
Memorial Day is for people who died, right?
It's all for the veterans and for people for
no, because that's Veterans Day. I don't think it has. I think it's just for soldiers who have died.
But they fought for our freedom. So
yeah. Right? But I'm just saying, yeah. I'm just so for myself. It's about
gotcha. Those, so. Yeah. So we appreciate it to everybody that served in the armed forces, and we thank you. Ronnie, love you, everybody.
I think it's out. Also Memorial Day is for police and firefighters who have died too.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Later, everybody.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.